Greetings from Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estrutori bringing you the daily Australian Financial Services highlights for Friday, the 26th of July, 2024. We kick off with a saga in the insurance world. When an enthusiast's rare 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z Series was incinerated, a tribunal had to set things right. The owner estimated a steep $200,000 for the devastated vehicle. Initially, Rack Insurance assessed the ride at $68,000, considering it had clocked a whopping 315,000 kilometers. Even though lower mileage models reached over $81,000, that high mileage evaporated its allure. Rack upped its offer to $78,000 as the vehicle sported unique modifications. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Rack, reminding us all, having that rare model may not always fetch you top dollar. From insurance to workplace safety. Lead exposure has emerged as the hot-button issue at Bunnings stores, igniting fresh debates on worker safety. Following reports of inadequately encased lead sheeting at their Woodville store in Adelaide, alarm bells went off. Bunnings has assured us that their safety protocols are in line with expert advice. They are set to implement improved packaging and labeling of lead products across the board. SafeWork SA has validated Bunnings' compliance with regulations. This incident brings back memories of a similar situation at AGL's Torrens Island plant and underlines the importance of stringent safety protocols. In economic news, top Australian superannuation fund giants, Australian Super and HESTA, have combined forces with developer Assemble and investment powerhouse Super Housing Partnerships. These financial bigwigs aim to unlock massive institutional capital for a myriad of housing projects. The CEO of Australian Super, Paul Schroeder, is optimistic about the lucrative investments this merger could yield. Assemble is slated to provide an array of scalable investment opportunities, addressing critical housing needs across the spectrum. Finally, the Australian financial advice landscape braces for new changes following the passage of the Treasury Laws Amendment. Brokers will now need to get consent for commissions on personal advice, enhancing transparency and overall affordability. The National Insurance Brokers Association and the Insurance Council of Australia have welcomed these reforms with open arms. Further measures include, interestingly, the use of superannuation funds to cover personal financial advice costs. Good news for all concerned, these reforms intend to modernize and make quality financial advice more accessible. That concludes our daily financial services news wrap for today, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted partner in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. For further details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori, bidding you a prosperous day ahead.